I do. I want to hear it.
Okay.
I'm not bringing it up because you got everybody too upset.
Oh, no. See, me, I'm just acting. I'm playing a character right now. So this little homeless, pissy-ass dragon is not going to get the best of me, boys and girls.
Okay. Will you please bring it up, man?
Okay. What I'm trying to figure out with him is why are you so jealous?
I'm trying to talk to this guy, and you're sitting there fucking bopping your gums in the background. Shut up for a minute.
Oh, shut the fuck up before I overdose a bazooka gum and just put it all over your mouth, bitch.
I'm trying to talk to this gentleman, like, not you, okay? Chill out. Okay, sir, what you said.
Just in general, many extremely bizarre and outlier fetishes are 90% of the time caused by some form of a trauma in someone's life in early childhood.
Exactly.
But you just have to find out where it actually relates
to
be able to pinpoint it. After which she made a comment, and I thought, now I remember an event. I could kind of see where there was a seed planted that kind of grew out of control, but that's kind of where it started from. And that's basic psychology.
And I didn't even know the guy. I don't even know him. I was just, you know.
And she made a really funny joke about me being tossed around in that dress.
I'm just playing. No, listen, when I say those things, I'm just messing around. I don't mean no harm.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Well, thank you for, like, letting him elaborate, you know. Thank you.
But,
So what's your point, though? The point that you're trying to make is that I don't understand.
He wants attention. If you haven't realized that by now, he wants attention. He wants to take over the spotlight, which he never had to begin with.
No, I really don't want attention. I was trying to talk to him while you were fucking bumping your gums in the
I wasn't bumping my gums. First of all, we were all talking, and you bring your castrophobic ass in here. But we were not even talking to you, girl. But excuse me.
Come in the room at any point in the conversation. So, like, I came in at the end of the conversation. I was intrigued by what he was saying, not you, dumb bitch.
Right. But you had to, you tried so hard to shut me off.
I did. I didn't try. I came for you.
No, honey, you cannot come for me. Okay? You are an amateur. You're down here in the basement. And I'm all the way on the 42nd floor, girl. You cannot be. You cannot be me. Okay?
You're a fucking man.
Oh, now here he goes now, trying to be a bully. He's trying to be a bully now. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Anyways.
If you walk into a conversation,
he's just arrogant. He's poorly educated and poorly mannered. That's his parents' problem.
Don't co-sign. Be your own goddamn person. Don't co-sign. Don't be a fucking little bitch.
Well, you know what? You're a bastard.
That's an ugly look.
Okay? If you're going to call him a bitch, then I'm going to call you a motherfucking bastard. Because that is what you are.
Your phone is way too low.
Honey, boy, please. You're on fucking government assistance. I know you ain't talking about nobody but here.
I'm not your sweet thing. I'm not nothing like that.
Honey, you don't got nobody in your life. You know why? Because your fucking attitude. Your attitude is horrible. You have a very nasty disposition. About yourself. Not at all. I'm telling you what it is.
You're a man. Now conduct yourself like a man.
How the hell are you going to tell me to conduct myself as a man when you take it up the butthole, faggot? Wait a minute here, girls. Let me put my roll up a little tighter in my big-ass motherfucking Candy Crush bow. Okay, wait a minute. Now, what the fuck did you just say, honey? This is my real voice. This is my real voice, honey. You ain't going to get no more than this, girl.
I know you got it. I know you got that bass.
You know what it is? No, I don't have a bass. I can't do it.
I don't hear no bass. Where's that bass?
He's just mad about a girl because he doesn't know how to entertain. He's trying all these things.
You know what's funny about that?
He's trying.
I'll fight you both. I'll fucking pop you and that nigga.
How are you going to... Why are you going to be so ghetto? You know, what is the point of being ghetto in this conversation? I don't get it.
And this is not being ghetto.
You are ghetto. When you use that N-word, you're ghetto as hell. When you say the N-word...
Get out of here. You're ghetto as fuck.
Why do you have to use the N-word? Hello? Oh, a racist, honey. Oh, my God. I'm calling Trump. Oh, my God.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. free for iOS and Android.